And before we get to our next guest, Millie, who I introduced before we went to that break, we have Jeff from East Hartford on the line. Hi, Jeff. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hi. I'm Mary.
Hi.
I was just thinking, usually about this time of the year, I think about it. But I used to do USO shows in the 50s. That was a long time ago. And actually, I had a band, but I used to be a master of ceremonies and do comedy. Well, lately, I've been doing some hospital shows for the vets. And it's it's so fantastic. I can't tell you how great it felt. And a few weeks ago, I did a show at the McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey for a bunch of guys that were going overseas, about 1,600, I believe. No one told me where they were going, but I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just wanted to call you and tell you that these guys appreciate all kinds of entertainment and togetherness.
Sure. Oh, sure. Now, what did you say? You still do these shows?
Well, I just started. I met my wife. She was a singer on one of the shows. And about 2 years ago, she was in an accident and got killed. So I do it alone. I'm alone now, and I feel I want to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's a great feeling.
We have talked before, haven't we?
Once before,
yes.
Yeah.
I remember. I remember the story.
How can you remember?
Well, I remember the story about your wife.
Oh, did you?
I remember the story about your wife, to
okay.
be honest. And that's, yeah, and it's nice to talk to you again. And, you know, that truly is what you mentioned. And Jeff, thank you so much for the call. Very Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for all you do. And that truly is the significance, isn't it, of this holiday in terms of, you know, doing what we can for others, whether it's a big way, as Jeff does, or a small way in terms of some of those random acts of kindness that hopefully... You know, we've talked about that before, haven't we? So hopefully you're doing on a regular basis, not just this time of year, but that is what it's all about. I'm so pleased to welcome back to the show. She is a friend of the show. She's been with us before. She will return. She has a fascinating life, as I mentioned going into the break. She was a nun. She was a stand-up comic. Oh, my goodness. Author of a wonderful book, the title of which is Oasis in the Overwhelm. Welcome back to the show, Millie Grenio. Hi, Millie.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, Merry Christmas season to you.
Same to you.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know, Millie, I was looking, I emailed Millie a couple weeks ago and asked her to come on. I was on your website and saw some great content, some very sage words in terms of what you call taking the jangle out of the jingle season.
Wonderful. I'm wondering which sane words you picked out.
Well, I think they were all sage, Millie.
Good.
they were all very wise. But let's chat about that a little bit, because I was at a party, as most people are going to parties and neighborhood get-togethers and families and so on, a couple days ago, and just talking to people. And I tell you what I heard from most, Millie, certainly the women, a resounding sense of stress.
Yes. Yeah. I think that women take it on more because we feel that there are so many things we should do for so many people, so many expectations, and many times when we get to the days themselves, we're worn out. You know?
I sure do.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here nodding, Millie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Well, you know, it's interesting. Let me just share something with you, and then I have a couple questions for you.
Sure.
I was out, as many people were, yesterday morning doing some shopping. I was actually buying Morgan's Christmas present yesterday morning, and I set out and I parked the car, walked into the store, and was feeling my stress level escalate. And I walked into the store, and this was early. The store wasn't even that crowded yet, and I wasn't even on a deadline. I didn't have to be anywhere in half an hour or anything, but I could feel the stress building. And so I literally stopped walking, and I said to myself, Mary, adjust your thinking to this experience. And as soon as I did, I took a deep breath, and I was determined to enjoy it.
Way to go.
Way to go is right. The attitude that I approached it with, you know, you can tweak it, and I actually had a good 20-minute experience as opposed to hating every second of it.
Yeah. Well, I think you've got one of the heart essences of it. First of all, you recognized that you were stressed, And I always like to ask, where did you notice the stress? Where in your body or in your mind? How did you become aware of it?
Oh, that's easy for me. Right in my shoulders.
Right in your shoulders.
All of a sudden, I could tell my shoulders were up to my ears.
Yep, yep. Well, that's the first thing. That's a great signal, a great cue, and you did exactly what you should do, which is stop, notice it, and say, what's going on here? You know? And is there something, I call it changing channels. When you noticed you were on that stress channel, you shifted it to something else. And what did you shift it to?
What did I shift it to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just told myself, Mary, make it enjoyable.
That's it. You shifted to the enjoyable channel.
Yes. Oh, to the enjoyable channel.
Right.
I like that.
Just from the stress channel, simply by becoming aware of it and making a decision, you changed your whole experience.
Well,
right?
I love that analogy in terms of changing channels, because why do we want to hang out on the stress channel, for Pete's sake, if we can just shift to the enjoyable channel?
You got it.
I like that, Millie.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
And well, it's not always easy to do. It's very simple. But when we're so in such a rush or so carried away with what we think we have to do, we sometimes don't pay attention. You know, we don't stop to even make that awareness and that choice. But
right.
You did. So congratulations.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that I have always thought, and I we've talked about this on the show many, many times, is the fact that we all truly do have a lot more control over our lives than we realize and that we actually use.
Yes.
This is just one example. You know, you enter a store to do shopping this time of year, and it can be stressful and horrible or not, and
yep.
It's up to us to make that happen.
That's exactly true.
It's up to us.
Exactly right. Yep.
Now, what other questions, for folks listening, what other questions, if there are some, that you ask people to really help them feel less stressed this time of year?
You know, one of the things that I like to do is to actually give them a chance to stop and say, what do you really like about this season? It is a very special season of the year. What do you like about it? So, for instance, if I were to ask you or anybody who's listening right now, what do you like about the season?
Well, you know, isn't that interesting? And for two reasons, I'll answer that in a minute. I bet a lot of people, Millie, I love the question because I bet a lot of people don't pause and ever ask that question of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, we get on the treadmill, we never pause to say, hey, there are things I actually like about it.
Yeah.
And what is that?
Mm-hmm.
My answer to that question goes back to, great synergy with my question this week, and I introduced it at the end of the show last week, talking about happy childhood memories over the holiday season.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about the holiday season. When I pause, that's where my mind tends to go, back to a little girl, and I was fortunate enough to have a lot of happy childhood memories. And that's where I'm drawn to.
Yes. You know, and sometimes I do workshops for people around this season, and I remember being at the Veterans Hospital in West Haven a couple of years ago with the staff and ask them that question. And there were so many wonderful answers, like, oh, making chocolate chip cookies with my grandmother, or my brother just did something nice for me, or my cousins came to visit and we had to sleep on the floor. And it was usually these very simple things that didn't cost a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, isn't that true? Because I can't tell you, Millie, I cannot tell you many gifts that I got when I was little.
Right.
I don't remember. That's not true. I remember one gift.
Which one?
And it was a big bear. I don't know how old I was. I was very young.
Yeah.
And the bear was probably about the size of me.
Right.
And I still have him. I named him Christopher, which is the name when I was little. I would always say, when I grow up, if I have a son, I'm going to name him Christopher.
Oh,
so that's what I named my bear.
Oh, boy.
But of all the gifts I got as a little girl, that's the only one I remember. I have more memories, but they're not of the gifts that I got. You're right.
Yeah. So what are some of the memories?
Well, and as I mentioned last week, one of the memories that I always think about, the week before Christmas, My mother would sit my sister Janet, who is just 2 years older than I, down, and I still remember we would sit at the dining table in the kitchen table, with construction paper, different colored construction paper, and we would cut out stars.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother would punch a hole, one hole per star, and she would put them on a piece of string. We would hang it over the mantle on the fireplace.
Oh, boy.
And each night before we went to bed, Janet and I would alternate turns ripping down a star, and that would indicate how many more days to Christmas.
Oh, what a sweet tradition.
Wasn't that a wonderful tradition?
Yeah. And it made it last longer, and it was something you did?
Yes.
Together.
Exactly. How about you?
Well, I was thinking about it because I'm the fifth of seven children in my Kentucky family. And we did not have much money, so usually around this season, we would try to make a present for each other, just something like you did, making the construction paper stores or whatever. But one Christmas, the Christmas I remember most of all, we had lost our dog, our beloved mutt dog named Barney.
Oh.
I think sometime early December, and we were all so sad. What we didn't know is that 2 days before Christmas, my father went to the city pound and found Barney there. So he found the dog, and when we came in, like Christmas Eve is usually when we went in around the tree to see what was there, and there in the living room was Barney with a big red bow tied around his neck, and we were all so happy to have Barney back.
Millie, I literally have goosebumps right now.
Really?
I literally have goosebumps.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And like you, I don't remember gifts, you know? It was more the being together. And a lot of my relatives now are Jewish and celebrating Hanukkah, and it's more about the being together and doing something that shows our love, you know?
Absolutely. Millie, thank you so much. You have to come back.
I would love to.
You come back in the new year?
I absolutely would love to. And I need to correct one thing, Millie.
Yes.
Not a stand-up comic, a nightclub singer.
I'm sorry. Not a stand-up, a nightclub singer. You're right, and I guess, well, there is a difference, actually.
A little bit of a difference.
But I'm correct. I'm correct on the nun thing, right?
You are correct on the nun for 8 years. Yes.
Nightclub singer.
Yes, life coach.
And now life coach, author of the very, very popular, wonderful book, Oasis in the Overwhelm. Do check it out if you've not read Millie's book. Could you give your website, please, Millie?
Sure. It's www.grenough is how you spell my last name, grenough.com. And you could also look at www.oasisintheoverwhelm.com.
And Millie will be back. She will keep us on the straight and narrow in life. Life coach, former nun, former nightclub singer, Oh Too Funny. I chuckle out loud just thinking about that combination.
Good.
Millie, thank you so much. You know we're going to keep in touch.
Thanks, Mary. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
And we have two folks on the line. We need to take a short break for the news right now. When we come back, open phone time. So give us a call, 1-888-574-2723. Let us know what we can chat about. You know, this is your show, and I mean that very sincerely. So we can chat about whatever the heck you want to talk about, whether it be childhood memories from holiday seasons when you were a little boy, a little girl, whether you want to let me know if you think I should get lip injections. But you don't have to comment on that. I can see Morgan's eyes rolling in the back of his head right now. Oh, my goodness. Phil from East Hartford is on the line. Do stay on the line, Phil. We'll be right back with you. Our number 1-888-574-2723. This is Mary Jones.
You're listening to The Mary Jones Show on the Talk of Connecticut.